Bitwise Hyperliquid ETF BHYP begins trading tomorrow. With in-house staking, Bitwise will start trading its Hyperliquid ETF under the ticker BHYP on May 16, 2026, with staking handled in-house rather than routed through an external validator partner, the firm said in an announcement carried by Cointelegraph late on May 14. The product wraps HYPE, the native token of Perpetual's exchange Hyperliquid, and is the first U.S.-listed Hyperliquid ETF to come to market. BTC was trading at 80,164, 1.4% on the day, and ETHL at $2,261 flat at the time of writing, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 49 neutral, per CoinMarketCap data pulled at 0236 UTC on May 15. A new altcoin ETF format takes shape. BHYP arrives a week after Grayscale amended its own Hyperliquid ETF filing to add HYPE staking, which was still under SEC review at the time of writing. Bitwise getting to market first puts BHYP in front of the Grayscale product, and the in-house staking design is the differentiator. Most existing U.S. crypto ETFs that touch staking yield, such as the staked ETH products, rely on third-party validator providers and pass the gross yield through to the fund after fees. Bitwise running staking in-house means the issuer captures more of the operational stack and, in theory, more of the economics, though the fund prospectus will set the actual investor-facing terms. The product launches into a HYPE market that has tracked with broader altcoins this month. SOL is at 91.55, 3.86% over the past week, and XRP at 148, 6.73% over the past week, per the same CoinMarketCap snapshot. There is no live HYPE price in the dataset used for this article, but the token has been a high beta name through the recent altcoin rotation. The in-house staking detail matters. Staked asset ETFs are still a young category in the U.S., and how the staking is run has direct consequences for tax treatment, custody risk, and how reliably yield can be reported to shareholders. Three things change when an issuer runs staking itself. The fund's validator concentration and slashing exposure sit with Bitwise directly, not a vendor. That is an operational bet, not just a fee question. Yield capture and accounting flow through the issuer's own books, which can simplify NAV calculation but also concentrate operational responsibility. The model becomes a template. If BHYP works cleanly, other altcoin ETF issuers will likely copy the structure for SOL, AVAX, and SUI products that are queued up behind the Clarity Act work in Congress. That regulatory backdrop is the other reason this launch lands now. The Senate Banking Committee just voted out the Clarity Act with amendments, and asset managers are racing to get altcoin products on shelves before the rules harden. Hyperliquid, as the underlying Hyperliquid, is a Perpetual's-focused, decentralized exchange running on its own L1, and HYPE is the gas and governance token for that chain. Trading volume on the venue has grown through 2025 and into 2026, and HYPE has been one of the more visible non-majors among institutional desks, partly because Hyperliquid distributes points and revenue back to token holders rather than capturing it at the protocol level. That points and fees flywheel is what staking yield in BHYP is ultimately tied to. Investors holding the ETF are getting indirect exposure to that revenue stream, minus issuer fees and any haircut from how Bitwise runs its validator stack. The product also lands in a week when crypto equity flows have been mixed. Crypto funds pulled in $858 million last week, according to CoinShares, but Bitcoin spot ETFs bled $635 million in a single session on May 12th, so altcoin demand is rebuilding against a noisy backdrop. Three metrics to watch on day one. Three metrics will tell whether BHYP is a clean launch or a soft one. The day one creations number sets the institutional appetite floor. The realized staking yield, once Bitwise publishes its first distribution, validates the in-house model. And the spread between BHYP's market price and its NAV during the first week will show whether authorized participants are comfortable arbitraging a staked altcoin product or whether they need a few sessions to calibrate. The Grayscale BHYP equivalent filing remains pending. If it clears the SEC in the next quarter and matches Bitwise's staking design, the U.S. market gets two competing wrappers on the same underlying token by mid-2026, which is faster than the spot Bitcoin ETF cohort took to Fragment. For crypto users who already hold HYPE on-chain, the ETF does not change anything mechanically. It is a wrapper for accounts that cannot hold spot tokens, not a replacement for native exposure. The pricing question is whether BHYP's expense ratio leaves enough net yield to make it competitive with self-custody after tax.